both of these clubs, some veterans in that group as well. Obviously, down the stretch, Seattle took the lead. Packers came back at the eventual winning score, and then Benny Sapp made the interception to seal the game for the Green Bay Packers. Let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Green Bay Packers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
So the Packers complete the preseason with a 2-1 record, winning at Cincinnati, losing in a shortened game last week against New England, and then prevailing here today over Seattle to go 2-1 as we get set for the regular season, which begins 2 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Packers will be in Chicago to get things underway. Again, the final here today, 19-15. Final thoughts coming up. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
As the official ticket marketplace of the Green Bay Packers and the NFL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game. Whether you're cheering on the pack at home or away, Ticketmaster has you covered. With Ticketmaster's interactive seat map, you'll get a 360-degree preview of your seat so you can make sure you have the best view of those pivotal plays. Plus, the Ticketmaster app makes it easy to sell or transfer tickets if your plans change, and mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Packers. That's Ticketmaster.com/Packers.
Football is back, and fall is knocking on our doors, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for a cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Who has the most complete selection of Green Bay Packers gear and goodies on the planet? The Packers Pro Shop, of course. And when you shop at the Packers Pro Shop, you not only get the latest authentic Packers gear straight from Lambeau Field, but you're also supporting the team by purchasing direct from the source. Everyone knows it's authentic when it comes from the Packers Pro Shop. Visit the Packers Pro Shop at Lambeau Field for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience or see the entire collection at PackersProShop.com. The Packers Pro Shop. Authentic Packers gear for authentic Packers fans.
Welcome back to Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers have prevailed over the Seahawks 19-15 to close out the preseason. Special thanks to Craig Schilbauer, our executive producer. Our spotter is Eric Monahan, our producer Taylor Rogers. Armin Sorian is coordinating things back at the WRNW studios, the flagship of the Packers Radio Network. Our game site engineer, the incomparable Scott Pfeiffer, coordinating producer Nicole Tim, sales coordinator Lynn Vandenberg. For Larry McCarron and the rest of our Packers Radio Network crew, this is Wayne Larrivee. Packers Playback is coming up next. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Give any room a fresh look. Flooring. Mohawk Tile features ceramic, porcelain, and mosaic tiles to fit any decor. Clean Protect Point Park floor and wall tiles protect against bacteria. Just $159 each after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through August 27th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
America.
America. It's time to gear up and get out there in a new Ford vehicle. And it all starts at your local Ford dealer during the Discover Summer Sales Event. Choose from a great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs equipped with the tech and comfort you need to discover your best summer ever. With a large inventory in stock, now is the best time to trade in, trade up, and discover summer with Ford. This is your time to discover summer at your local Ford dealer.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Packers game day continues with Packers Playback, built by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Fighting to the goal line! Touchdown, Green Bay Packers!
And sponsored by Rural Mutual Insurance and Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers, Local 139, on the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Playback is built by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Wayne Larrivee back at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. A little bit of a seesaw affair here. The Packers jumped out, scoring a field goal on their drive in the first quarter. And Anders Carlson at a 43-yard field goal. Then the Packers took a 9-0 lead as Christian Watson caught a 6-yard touchdown pass from Jordan Love on the third Packers possession of the game. And that capped an 80-yard 15-play drive. And the Packers, with the extra point blocked, had a 9-0 lead. Seattle roared back. They went 61 yards in five plays. Jake Bobo, 18-yard touchdown reception from Drew Locke. Made it a 9-7 game at halftime. We had Punt Fest in the third quarter, and you certainly didn't want to miss that. And then in the fourth quarter, the Packers got right before halftime, had a field goal from Anders Carlson for a 12-7 lead at the half. Third quarter, like I said, was a Punt Fest. And then in the fourth quarter, Seattle took the lead, 15-12 on a touchdown drive, and then the Packers came back and recaptured the lead, 19-15, and held off the Seahawks down the stretch. Highlights from the game coming up next with Shanna from the U.S. Cellular Broadcast Booth. You're listening to Packers Football.
MasterCare Lawn Services and MasterCare Trucking is your top team in commercial and residential work, offering sand, gravel, topsoil, mosquito control, mowing, lawn fertilizing, and hydro seeding. They'll do all-season yard cleanup, snow removal, and plowing, and they have all of the necessary equipment to do your job from start to finish. For dirt, gravel, and trucking needs, call Craig at 715-663-0580. For lawn service, call Jake at 907-347-5548. MasterCare Lawn Services and MasterCare Trucking. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Shannon.
Shanna Quinn. Packers Playback is built by Menards. Register to win a brand new Chevy Tahoe now at Menards. See store for details. Packers beat the Seahawks at home 19-15. A little wonky score there for their last preseason game of the year. And now the game highlights brought to you by UW Credit Union. The Packers started the game with a few penalties. Not super ideal, but A.J. Dillon, Quadzilla, he had a great 14-yard run. And after a 50-yard drive, Anders Carlson got the Packers on the board.
Borzik on the snap. High snap placement made. Here's the kick. And it is good. So Anders Carlson pays off the opening drive of the game with a 43-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm. Great start there for the Packers 3, Seahawks 0. The Packers defense looked absolutely electric. They were in such a great groove. Carrington Valentine almost got a pick six. Forced the Seahawks to punt there. He is quickly becoming one of my favorites to watch. On the Packers' next possession, they couldn't get much going, but Jordan Love did get his first career catch, which we will get to next. But right now, we're going to throw it over to Larry McCarron, who is with Coach Matt LaFleur at Lambeau Field.
That's right, Shanna and Matt. What a great way to end it, huh? Interception in the end zone to seal the deal.
Yeah, it was great, and it was great to see the reaction of the guys all getting around Benny and having genuine excitement for him, and that was a big-time play in one of the more entertaining preseason games that I've ever been a part of. Our crowd was fantastic today. Might want to slow down on the wave when we're on offense, but all in all,
we're a work in progress.
I know, but there was great energy out there. I mean, we get a packed house, and the sun came out at the end, so it was all in all a great day.
Not having seen the film, who or what kind of jumps out at you?
Well, I mean, like, you can't help but notice what Benny Sapp did. I mean, he was very physical on a lot of the tackles. He made a big-time play at the end there. Jadakiss, obviously, with a big catch. Alex, I thought, went in there and did an outstanding job. And it was great to see, you know, with our ones. I thought, for the most part, we controlled the game for the majority of the game. There were a lot of three and outs. Defensively, I thought we had long sustained drives offensively, got to finish a little bit better, but it was great to have Jordan go in there and throw the touchdown pass to Christian. And so I was overall pretty pleased with the effort, and I think we came out pretty healthy as well.
In the first half, you outgained him 205 yards to 93. That's pretty dominant.
Yeah, it was. It just, the score didn't reflect that. So I think there's obviously some things to clean up. You know, but all in all, I thought it was a pretty good day. Anders coming through with the 57-yard field goal. That was big time. So a lot of good out there today.
Talking about that field goal, what a great moment, because he's had his ups and downs and so forth. A 57-yarder, that was terrific.
Yeah, and it looked effortless. So, matter of fact, he kicked it so effortless, I didn't know if it was going to get there, and it seemed like it had plenty of distance. And, yeah, that was a big-time moment.
Looked like Sean Clifford suffered some kind of hand injury, anything serious?
No, he got his funny bone hit, and he wanted to go back in the game, but we hadn't gotten Alex in the previous week, so wanted to get him some time and gave him the whole fourth quarter there.
Matt, you put in the pushing the quarterback play. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that was all our coaches right there, and I was reluctant to let him call it.
Looked good.
Yeah, it did. It was effective, but at the end of it, you know, you never want to see your quarterback come up lame afterwards with, you know, getting hit on the elbow like Sean did.
Matt, you guys got to be down to 53 by Tuesday afternoon. What goes on moving forward? What happens now?
I mean, there's a lot of tough decisions to be made, and, you know, that's a credit to Goody and his staff of putting together a really good competitive roster where we're deep at a lot of positions, and it's never a fun time. These guys have worked extremely hard, and they've done everything we've asked them to do. They've attacked it with great energy and effort each and every day, and I feel like we've really come together as a team, and you could see the improvement by each individual.
Matt, thank you, and Shanna, back to you.
Thanks, Larry. Let's get back to the first quarter, where Jordan Love, he kept things interesting. He got his first career catch. Yes, you heard that correctly. Jordan Love, his first career catch.
Quick throw left side. It's batted right back at him. Picked up by Love. Love across the 10 is upended to the 14-yard line. Ball was batted at the line. Love made the catch on it and almost escaped around the right end, but Artie Burns brings him down for a loss of 3.
It was one of those times where you're watching, you're like, oh, what? Huh? What's going on here? At the end of the first quarter, Packers 3, Seahawks 0. To kick off the second quarter, Love got into a real nice rhythm with passes to Malik Heath and Luke Musgrave. And after 15 plays and 80 yards down the field, they finally found the end zone.
Watson to the left side, tight ends on the right side of the line. Love takes fade pattern into the end zone. Nice. Back shoulder, nice. Watson makes the catch. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Packers 9, Seahawks 0. Like I said earlier, wonky score because there was a blocked field goal there for Anders Carlson. That was Jordan Love's final play of the game. And then Big Red Sean Clifford entered the chat. The next time we're going to see Jordan Love on the field, going to be in Chicago to kick off the regular season. His preseason stats, pretty impressive, including zero interceptions for Mr. Jordan Love. It's looking good for him and this young Packers crew so far. With about 5 minutes left in the half, the Seahawks hurried down the field with running back DJ Dallas leading the way for them. In less than 2 minutes, Seattle was able to get their first touchdown of the game on a throw from Drew Lock to receiver Jake Bobo. Fun name to say there. Packers 9, Seahawks 7. To close out the half, the Packers wanted to put a few more on the board, and Anders Carlson did just that with a huge kick.
Arm extended. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick by Carlson.
Come on.
To the uprights. Is it enough?
Yes!
It is!
Yeah!
More than enough. Packers 12, Seahawks 7 to close out that first half. Start the second half, the Packers defense absolutely on fire. They forced back-to-back three and outs. That kick started quite the Groundhog Day feel, though, for both teams on offense.
And the Seahawks send the punting unit on because we are in the middle of Punt Fest. It's kind of like Truck Fest at your local Chevy dealer.
If I got this right, every possession this half is ended with a punt.
Oh, yeah. No, you've been here for every one of them.
It's like Wayne Larrabee has done this before, right? Giving highlights, getting the sponsors in there like a true pro. Alex Magucci took over at quarterback for Green Bay to start the fourth quarter. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 10 plays and 89 yards later for the Seahawks. So Roderick Thompson got a touchdown and a two-point conversion, again with that wonky score, giving them the lead for the first time of the day. Seahawks 15, Packers 12. But the Packers, they clap back. Got into the red zone with a huge pass from Alex Magoo.
Snap, Magoo has time. Lofts it down the left side for Barnes over the shoulder. Catch 20, 15. Broke down from behind. 11-yard line of Seattle. Wow, talk about flipping the field. Ronnie Franklin beaten on the play. Benny Franklin beaten on the play.
Mm-hmm, and that led to the Packers taking back the lead.
First down and goal to go with the two. Give this to McCreary, throwing his way up the middle to the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, Packers 19, Seahawks 15. You'll love to see it on Seattle's next. And spoiler alert, final possession of the game. They were hopeful. They drove it over 60 yards down the field, but the Packers clinched their win.
He looks, he waits in the pocket, fires it over the middle, intercepted. Intercepted on the play by Benny Sapp. Comes out of the end zone, takes it to the 10-yard line, and it'll be the rookie free agent who will head toward the south end zone stands, and the Packers have packed this one away. If this was regular season, that would be the dagger.
Oh, it was so fun to watch this team today. The excitement after that play, so fun. Final score, Packers 19, Seahawks 15. The Packers will head to Chicago to kick off the regular season on September 10th. 3:25, of course, we'll have you covered. We'll check back with Wayne Larrabee at Lambeau Field after this. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
MasterCare Lawn Services and MasterCare Trucking is your top team in commercial and residential work, offering sand, gravel, topsoil, mosquito control, mowing, lawn fertilizing, and hydro seeding. They'll do all-season yard cleanup, snow removal, and plowing, and they have all of the necessary equipment to do your job from start to finish. For dirt, gravel, and trucking needs, call Craig at 715-663-0580. For lawn service, call Jake at 907-347-5548. MasterCare Lawn Services and MasterCare Trucking. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
It's first and goal at Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin. On the field, a winning team of ASC Master Certified Technicians who have providing quality automotive service at affordable prices for over 8 years. From tires and tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more. You can depend on Jay's Automotive to fix your vehicle right and get you back on the road for the big game. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and towing is available. Score every time at Jay's Automotive, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Packers Playback is built by Menards. Register to win a Chevy Tahoe at Menards. See store for details. Wayne Larrivee back at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Taking a look at some of the numbers from the ball game. Jordan Love, if you missed it earlier, 9 of 15, 63 yards and a touchdown. Sean Clifford, 8 of 12 passing, 46 yards. Alex Magoo engineered a touchdown drive to win the game, 4 of 5 passing, 69 yards, including a big 52-yard strike to flip the field to Jadakiss Bonds. And that set up the touchdown run on the play by McCrary. And he scored from just a yard or two out. So the Packers get to 2-1 on the preseason. Benny Sapp gets an interception. The receiving department, Malik Heath, seven targets, four receptions, 35 yards. Bonds had two receptions for 60 yards, including the 52-yarder. In the ball game overall, and the Packers have moved the football, especially on the ground, really well these days in this preseason. They had 164 rushing yards today. On 45 running plays and total yardage 342 Green Bay on 77 plays. Seattle only had 54 offensive snaps, 279 yards today in this final of the preseason. The Packers made three trips inside the Case IH red zone and converted on two of them with two touchdowns. Now, the sacks plaque recap is presented by Delta Dental of Wisconsin. The Packers did not have a sack today. Matter of fact, there were no sacks in the ball game. Delta Dental of Wisconsin is helping kids drink more water and sack plaque. To learn more, visit DeltaDentalWI.com. And that'll do it for us here at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Next up, 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Packers and Chicago Bears kick it off in Soldier Field. Shannon will wrap things up after this. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Cheer on the Pack at Harborview Pub and Eatery in Phillips, Wisconsin. Action starts at 10:30 with Shipwreck Bloody Marys, plus popcorn and snacks during the game. And top off your game day with an all-you-can-eat rib special starting at 4 p.m. Harborview, open 10:30 a.m. every day, closed on Wednesdays. Choose delicious appetizers, sandwiches, wraps, salads, fried rib, fish fry, pizzas, and more at Harborview Pub and Eatery, located Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Wolf.
Wolfsten Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolfsten, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
I'm Shanna Quinn. Packers Playback is built by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Yeah, the Packers beat the Seahawks 19-15 at Lambeau on a very fall-like day. Real nice to see the sun come out, too, at the end to celebrate that Green Bay win. And here's how we're looking around the league. A couple of pretty close games today. The Bills did beat the Bears in Chicago. We can all celebrate that one, right? 24-21. Cardinals and Vikings, that was another very close one. Arizona ultimately got the win, 18-17. Still going on right now in Kansas City. About a minute to go in this game. Chiefs 33 over the Browns 32. Coming up at 5, we got Jets at Giants. By the way, Aaron Rodgers going to play today, so you can check that out. Bengals at Commanders also happening at 5. At 6 o'clock, Ravens at Buccaneers, Dolphins at Jags. 7 o'clock, Raiders at Cowboys. By the way, in case you missed the news yesterday, Trey Lance traded from the Niners to Dallas. At 8 p.m., it's Rams at Broncos. Tomorrow night, you've got the Texans at Saints. And, of course, the Packers will head to Chicago to kick off the regular season on September 10th at 3:25. We'll have you covered right here. And coming up next, my buddies Drew Olson and Bill Schmid, they'll have you covered with Packers OT, all right? The Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider with solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today, green for life, GFL.
I'm coming!
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get your insurance from a company who only does business in Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
It's here. The moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Who has the most complete selection of Green Bay Packers gear and goodies on the planet? The Packers Pro Shop, of course. And when you shop at the Packers Pro Shop, you not only get the latest authentic Packers gear straight from Lambeau Field, but you're also supporting the team by purchasing direct from the source. Everyone knows it's authentic when it comes from the Packers Pro Shop. Visit the Packers Pro Shop at Lambeau Field for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience or see the entire collection at PackersProShop.com. The Packers Pro Shop. Authentic Packers gear for authentic Packers fans.
Packers game day continues.
It is showtime to the five, to the pylon. Touchdown, Green Bay.
With Packers OT, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Christian Watson, a Lambeau Leaf.
Now hear from the players, the fans, and get updates from around the league.
35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown.
With your hosts, Drew Olsen and Bill Schmidt on the Packers Radio Network.
The 2023 preseason is in the books, and it ended for the Green Bay Packers, much the way camp has gone. On a positive note, Packers beat the Seahawks today 19-15 before a paid crowd of 72,105 this afternoon at Lambeau Field. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt, live from Lambeau for Packers OT, which is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Bundle a 250 series patio door and eight double hung windows with hidden screens for as low as $188 per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Billy, positive vibes throughout the day. Packers, the sun came out in the second half.
Beautiful.
And the Packers win to finish with a 2-1 record in the preseason. And now it's on to games that count 2 weeks from tomorrow.
And you mentioned it, games that count will be big, but they have played exceptionally well, especially with the starters. The numbers for Jordan in his first eight possessions as the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, outstanding. And all vibes, as you mentioned, going into Chicago in 2 weeks, elite at this moment.
A lot of positive vibes. Let's get right to our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt with you, and we're happy to be joined by Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Isaiah, welcome to Packers OT. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the victory.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, people say preseason doesn't count, everything. The only objective is not to get hurt, but you guys got after it on defense. What was it like for you to go out there and start in Devondre's spot and get after it right away?
Yeah, you know, anytime you get those reps on the field, you got to take advantage of them, so just being out there with the guys and, you know, building that chemistry was good.
How have you attacked this camp maybe a little bit different from other ones, Isaiah, knowing that the opportunities are going to be in front of you, but you played with the live bullets going. Now it's working on your craft and kind of getting ready more for this instead of just proving yourself every day.
Yeah, you know, I always keep the same approach, you know, go in, you know, trying to work and get better. So, you know, again, just any reps I get, you know, just try to execute those and try to be the best version of myself I could be every day.
You guys had, I don't want to say an easy first half, but they only ran 15 plays. Seahawks offense ran 15 plays in the first half because you guys were just
dominant first half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Isaiah, it's funny because we hear, it's impossible, when we're at practice, we hear a lot from the guys, the DBs, because they chirp a lot. They tend to chirp a lot. And then we focus a lot on Kenny and the guys up front. Your linebacker room has been relatively silent, but this might be like one of the deeper units and more established units on this team. So what is the vibe like in your room? Is it a quiet confidence, or will you guys start to assert yourselves more as we get into the season?
I'll say a little bit of both. You know, we definitely have some experienced guys in the room, and we just kind of try to build off of each other and, you know, make each other better.
How about some of those young guys up in front of you guys? I mean, us as Packer fans and media have watched Kenny Clark dominate his position for a long time, but wanting to add a little bit of help, you lost Jaron Reed, Dean Lowry, guys have played a lot of snaps for you, but Devontae Wyatt and company getting out in front and those young guys in front of you clearing up some holes and making it a little bit easier for you to make those stops.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, those guys have been great, and, you know, every day they're getting better, and it's, you know, it's fun playing behind guys like those, and especially they're young. It's a young room, and, you know, they're playing like older guys, so, you know, it's really good to see.
We're chatting with Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, Packers OT, Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt. Okay, well, we talk about the young guys up front. having Kenny Clark play in a preseason game's got to be nice, especially like his first snap. He's in there getting in their business, tackle for loss, first play that he plays in a live game situation. It's always got to be nice to have that guy in front of you.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's fun, especially having a guy like that. You know, it's a lot of fun playing behind him, for sure.
Isaiah, we wouldn't get paid today if we didn't ask you about your quarterback. Now, there's obviously a lot that's going to be asked about Jordan. You've been able to see him mature over these 3 years that you've been in the locker room. How ready do you think he is for this moment? And obviously, he's played pretty well here through the preseason, got to inspire even more confidence in a locker room where it seemed like you guys were quite confident in who you had at that position going into the preseason.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jay loves the guy, you know. He had a great preseason, and, you know, he's going to have a great regular season. We're super excited about him, and, you know, it's just fun watching him.
Talking with Isaiah McDuffie here, Packers OT. There were no sacks in today's game, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't think your offensive line gave up a sack in any of the three preseason games. What's it like going against those guys every day, and what does it do to you guys to keep you sharp?
You know, they always say, you know, iron sharpens iron, you know, and going against a group like that, you have no choice but to get better. So, you know, and like you said, there's been no sacks in the preseason. So it's good. It's been really good, and it's been great work during practice.
You get that start here today, and obviously you took over with the green dot a couple of times last year. How comfortable are you when you're coordinating that defense? And has it felt a little bit different now with Coach Barry calling the defense up in the booth?
No, it's kind of been the same. You know, I feel comfortable, especially, you know, going into year three, you know, having the live game experience and, you know, being able to get that definitely plays a role in me feeling more comfortable. So, you know, it's been good. It's been good. And Coach Barry up in a box, I think he likes it, and I think it's been good for us.
You got a couple guys even in your position group that are fighting for jobs, and this is the time. This was kind of their last chance, and like Tuesday's the day. You put yourself in those shoes. What is this period like for those guys between now and Tuesday when they get the phone call with good news or bad news?
Yeah, you know, you got to just trust your performance, and, you know, you got to go out there and, you know, play to the best of your ability, but you can only control what you can. So at the end of the day, you know, just put your best foot forward and put out good tape because, you know, there's other teams out there that are going to be watching it.
You have any good cut down deadline days where all of a sudden you're sitting there sweating and anybody mess with you and send you a text from a 920 number to try to play with you a little bit?
Hopefully not.
That would be cruel.
No longer friends at that point.
That's right. Final thing for you, Isaiah. They always talk about offenses. Everybody's vanilla. Nobody wants to show their hand. So what changes 2 weeks from tomorrow when it's live? Like, what will the defense, will we see anything different from you guys? Like, without giving away strategy, what changes other than the intensity going up and starters playing longer?
Yeah, you know, it's just more game plan, honestly. You know, watching the opponent and getting ready for the exact people that we're playing and coming up with, you know, things that are going to stop certain plays and, you know, just more detail. It's regular season. It gets ramped up, definitely.
So you didn't watch a lot of film on Drew Lock coming into today?
We did, but again, you know, it's a preseason game, and, you know, at the end of the day, when regular season starts, it just gets ramped up even more.
Were you guys a little bit taken aback by the energy in the crowd here today? Preseason game, they were juiced up for a noon kick.
Yeah, you know, those go pack go chants are always loud, I feel like, in Lambeau. Preseason, regular season, playoffs, I feel like they always bring it every game, for sure.
Fantastic. Isaiah, congratulations on the victory again and on getting through camp. Now we get to the fun stuff. We get 2 weeks. No, it's going to seem like a long time waiting for Christmas to get here, but 2 weeks in a day, and you'll be playing in Chicago.
Yep.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thanks for joining us. You bet. Isaiah McDuffie, Packers linebacker, getting us off to a strong start. Packers OT, Green Bay 19, Seattle 15 in the finale. Packers finished the preseason with a 2-1 record, and the one game comes with an asterisk because it ended with 10:29 left last Saturday here.
Drew, I love that question that you asked him, though, about the rest of the guys going in on cut deadline day, right? Like, because now he's been through it. He's gone through it in a bunch of different spots. Isaiah McDuffie's spot is solidified on this roster, and he's going to be playing reps. But, man, that doesn't mean that you don't attack every single day during training camp kind of with that same mindset that, you know what, if I'm worried about my job, well, then maybe I'm giving them a reason to be worried about it. Just get better at your craft every single day and control what you can control.
And you mentioned Isaiah took the green dot a couple of times last year, and he you know, when Devondre was out, he stepped up, established himself even more. But you prepare to be a starter, and he starts on teams and is a vital member of the special teams unit. So he's in every game anyway, and he's going to get his reps. And that is, Billy, that to me, it's interesting that we had Isaiah right off the top of the show, because that's an unheralded group. What did you hear about Quay Walker during camp? Other than Devondre Campbell having like some nagging dings, those guys were pretty quiet. But that's a deep part of this team. And as we mentioned, the whole defense works in concert. DBs feed off of the guys in front of them, and then the D-line sets the tone with all those guys up front and Kenny.
And they're going to be one of the most integral parts, units to that team and to that spot on the field. Drew, if this defense is going to play at a level that many people anticipated last year, that could, you know, rank in the top 10 in the NFL, top 8 in the NFL, what have you, those guys are going to have to get guys to the ground. And it starts with the dudes up front muddying up the offensive line, not being able to get their combo blocks to the linebackers, all that good X's and O's stuff that us football hardos love. But most importantly, man, you got to be able to fly around and play confidently. We saw that with Quay Walker. We obviously know what Devondre Campbell can do. And Isaiah McDuffie showed a lot here today, and I think people were pretty confident what 58 can do as well if he gets thrust in there.
First half today, Green Bay ran 46 offensive plays to 15 Seattle, which is pretty good. For the game, it was 77 to 54.
The Packers had the ball for over 20 minutes in that first half. I mean, if you want to talk about having enough tape to go through the rest of the week, I think Matt LaFleur and company got that today.
And the Seahawks punted 7 times today.
So. Larry didn't seem to like the punt fest there in the third
quarter.
A lot
of work. Punt-a-palooza.
Punt-a-palooza, that's what it was.
In the preseason finale. That's basically what you get. We're just getting rolling here. We want to invite you, smart, good-looking listeners statewide, to interact with us on the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line. It's
414-799-1973.
That's 414-799-1973. We're just getting rolling. Once again, our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. When we come back, we're going to hear from Packers coach Matt LaFleur. Sound good with you, Billy?
I can't wait. I'm ready to go in the U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line, already doing robust business here after preseason game number 3.
Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup, and then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
Life moves fast, so should your internet. Bug Tussle would love to give new customers $10 off per month for 12 months, plus free installation from August 11th to September 10th. Get this winning deal on high-speed internet by calling Bug Tussle at 877-227-0924. Spread the love and tell 10 of your friends to call Bug Tussle too. 877-227-0924.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Join us Friday, September 1st for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98.2country.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Shell Lake hosting the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. Announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Jetland. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for Phillips hosting Clayton, announced by Jeff Hakeman and Scott Heckman. High school football brought to you by 98.2country, your local Civic Media radio station.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
He waits in the pocket, fires it over the middle, intercepted! Intercepted on the play by Benny Zapp. Comes out of the end zone, takes it to the 10-yard line, and it'll be the rookie free agent who will head toward the south end zone stands, and the Packers have packed this one away. If this was regular season, that would be the dagger.
Wayne Larrivee on the call. That's Benny Sapp's interception to seal the Packers' 19-15 victory today at Lambeau Field before 72,105. Holton Ahlers had driven the Seahawks offense 60 yards to get to that point. It was a bend but don't break finale. Benny Sapp with the interception to seal the victory. Drew Olson, Bill Schmidt with you on Packers OT. Chevrolet is proud to be the best-selling brand in Wisconsin and the official vehicle of the Green Bay Packers. Trust Chevy on your team. Visit your local Chevy dealer today. We want to go back down to the locker room. Our locker room report's brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur after the 19-15 victory to close out the preseason.
Just want to start out by saying that was one of the more entertaining preseason games I feel like I've ever been a part of. The energy in the stadium, our fans were, you could feel it. Would love to refrain from doing the wave on when we're on offense, but it feels like that's tradition. But it was all in all, it was really good. It was great. I was really excited for our team at the end of it. Whether it's preseason or not, you always want to come away with a win, and to see how we ended it right there with the offense going down, scoring, and then the defense with the stand and Benny Sapp making a big play at the end of the game. And just to see the genuine enthusiasm from Benny's teammates when surrounded him was really cool to see, to experience. And I think it's just kind of an indication of how close this team has come together. And so feel really good about the guys that we have in the locker room. Obviously, it's a tough time of the year when we have to make some really tough decisions, but that's a credit to the effort and, you know, the type of locker room that we have. And Goody and his staff have done a nice job of getting a very competitive roster, especially at certain positions. So, but it's on to the regular season now.
Any concern level with Romeo? Was that just precautionary? What did you both know?
Yeah, I would say, there's always concern, right? When you plan on for somebody to go out and play. But I think it's more precautionary. We'll let you know here in about a week and a half when we get our first injury report.
Matt, did you get what you wanted out of the starters with the series that they played on offense and the points they put up? What did you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, they had three series, I want to say. Certainly wanted to simulate a two-minute drive just, you know, for the mechanics and operation of that. I thought it went pretty smooth. I thought Jordan did a great job directing people and communicating, and I thought it was we were moving at a pretty quick pace, which was very encouraging to see. It was great to end it, too, with a touchdown pass right there to Christian. I thought our defense did a really outstanding job. And for the most part, I felt like we were in control of the game, although the score didn't necessarily indicate that. We got to do a better job of finishing in certain situations. But I thought, all in all, it was really good work for our guys today.
So that was 2 minutes. That wasn't just no huddle.
That was just 2 minutes. Yeah.
Matt, what did you think of the way Jordan threw it, ran it, and caught it?
Yeah, that was interesting. That doesn't happen too often. I thought just watching him, the poise that he had, I mean, he held the ball a little bit longer than we normally like to, but you know, it was great protection around him. And that was really encouraging to see, because that is a total feel thing from the quarterback. And then he used his legs and got out and scrambled and picked up positive yards. And so I thought, all in all, he did a pretty good job. I mean, he can't help it when we miss a block and the ball gets batted at the line of scrimmage, I think, twice. And so there were certainly some things to clean up. I think he would like to have the long ball back to Christian Watson. But I thought, for the most part, it was pretty positive performance.
On your first series, he had that throw to Watson where he kind of dropped down, and it was, I don't know, it was a 15 or 20-yard throw, and they broke it up. I know he's pretty good at dropping down, but was that one where he just needed to plant and throw because he needed more juice on the ball?
I'd have to go back and see it. The play felt like it took a little longer than we'd like. And usually when it does, it gives the defense an opportunity to, you know, react and make get a PBU like they did in that situation.
That's Packers coach Matt LaFleur. In the wake of the 19-15 victory, the Packers close out the preseason, defeating the Seahawks here at Lambeau Field. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt, Packers OT. He talked about Jordan Love's poise. Billy, that stands out. This whole preseason's been a referendum on Jordan Love. I would say he passed the exam.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just listen to these numbers here. 21 of 33. That's good for a little over 63% completion percentage. 193 yards, 5.8 yards per pass. Pretty average, pretty decent. 3 touchdowns, no picks, 100.9-plus quarterback rating. And pretty good.
If my math is correct, he presided over 8 series and had 3 touchdown drives.
Yeah, in each game, they ended it on a make.
Which is pretty impressive. We're going to hear from the Packers quarterback as we move forward on Packers OT today. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
98 Q Country.
Continuing Packers OT, Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field. Packers beat the Seahawks 19-15 to end their preseason with a 2-1 record today. Billy, it's time for our hardest working player of the game. You're a hardworking guy. You're an expert in this. Our hardest working player of the game is brought to you by Manitou, handling your world with some of the best construction, agriculture, and industrial equipment in North America. Visit a Manitou dealer near you or learn more at Manitou.com. Billy, who do you like for our hardest working player of the game?
I'm going to go with the rookie 23-year-old wide receiver out of Ole Miss who has been working hard this whole preseason to earn himself a job. Malik Heath has had 4+ targets in each one of these games, had 4 catches here today, 7 targets in the game here today. It was 5 of 5 in game number 2 last Saturday. And Malik Heath has worked so hard throughout this preseason to have himself stand out. That wide receiver room is a tough one to crack, and I'm struggling to see how 18 is not going to be on the roster here for Malik. He's stepping on in. He starts the game in place of Romeo Doubs. Now, we don't know exactly how much heads up he had on that hamstring injury, but I'm going with Malik Heath because he was in there, I think, the longest out of any of the dudes who started the game.
There's your hardest working player of the game. Malik Heath, now, okay, you mentioned, we talk about overcoming adversity, and we followed the arc of Anders Carlson, the kicker's performance over throughout camp, and had a rough week, redeemed himself again today. We'll talk about that later in the program. But Malik Heath, on the first snap the Packers had today, was a false start.
False start.
And then Tucker Kraft had one. And yet, again, this offense showing some resiliency and some pluck. Jordan Love led them 50 yards in 11 plays, overcoming 2 false starts. And they ended up with a field goal of 43 yards on their opening drive. Billy, you know, it's even preseason or whatever, it's important to score on that first drive. It just puts a stamp on the game.
Big time. And frankly, Drew, I was honestly surprised that the offense came back out for the second drive after they went down and got points. Now, did it end exactly the way you wanted to on that first possession? No. But I did believe that this was going to be a game that was going to be more about the Emmanuel Wilsons of the world, who did get 17 carries, a couple of catches out of the backfield, guys that are trying to earn themselves spots. Man, Malik Heath has been trying to earn himself a spot all year long, all training camp long, and it seems like each and every time he has checked a box and given the Packers a reason to make sure that he's on the 53-man roster. It's funny because teams all across the National Football League all have guys like Malik Heath. They're like, I don't know how on earth we're going to be able to keep this guy. But it also sends a message, Drew, I firmly believe, to the rest of the locker room. This guy goes on out and earns a job. If you're not going to give him a spot on the 53-man roster, who ultimately are you going to? He's earned one, and I think today was another stamp on that for Heath.
In that wide receiver room, Grant DuBose also had a catch and some yards after the catch today, and he's trying to win a job. So we know, well, we don't know. Romeo Doubs scratched because of a hamstring injury.
That was interesting.
And we just heard Matt LaFleur earlier, and that sounded a little daunting to me, Billy. It's like a little bit of a flag was waved on that one.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And maybe we'll get more of a heads up later on this week because Brian Gutekunst and company are going to talk on Wednesday after the final cutdown day. You're on the 53-man roster. Then maybe the injury designation comes for an IR situation. I sure hope not. I hope we're far away from that. But it sounded far from positive from LaFleur there.
Because the entire camp, the mindset has been you've got Doubs, Watson, and then Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed, yeah.
And then the other guys will fall in behind them.
Yep,
and it'll
Musgrave.
Be dictated by teams, like for the wide receiver room and things like that. But, yeah, that was a little daunting. But I like your Malik Heath has – he's been one of those guys who's consistently made plays, a little bit like the Carrington Valentine of the offense.
For sure, yeah. Some ways. And I feel like there's always one of those each and every camp, but it is important to highlight the fact that they've seen him make plays and then say, all right, let's see you do it again. Let's see you do it again. And I think he's answered the bell pretty much each time.
Yep. So who was your second choice if you had not chosen Malik Heath? Who would you have gone with?
Now, I'll be honest with you. We do this on a Packers side of things. Holton Ahlers, a good honorable mention on the Seattle side. My man gets told as they're going in for a 2-minute drive after the Packers take the lead on the first play after the 2-minute warning. Hey, bub, go on in there and take this last two
Fantastic.
Minutes.
Fantastic.
Then he runs 17 plays. 19 touches for Emmanuel Wilson. I thought he was a runner-up
as
well.
That's pretty good. The U.S. Cellular talk and text line remains open for you and for our enjoyment. It's 414-799-1973. When we come back, we're going to hear from Packers quarterback Jordan Love on his final preseason start. And we would like to remind our affiliates that we've got you until 5 o'clock today. Packers OT will take you until 5 o'clock on this Saturday evening. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
You're listening to 98Q Country, Park Falls, home of Green Bay Packers football.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.